It's no secret that the census has drawn more than its fair share of headlines in the last several months. Today's hearing of the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management, Government Information, Federal Services, and International Security trained its sights on the continuing problems for the 2010 census.
One of the areas of concern, says Robert Goldenkopf, Director of Strategic Issues with the Government Accountability Office, is all the uncertainty that underlies the on-again, off-again planning for the 2010 census.
In March 2008, we designated the 2010 census a high-risk area, citing a number of long-standing and emerging challenges, including weaknesses in the Bureau's IT management, problems with the performance of handheld computers that are used to collect data, and uncertainty over the final cost of the census, which is now estimated at around $14.7 billion. Overarching all of these concerns was the lack of a full dress rehearsal, which limited the Bureau's ability to demonstrate critical enumeration activities under near-census-like conditions, as well as the lack of time to complete remaining work. Collectively, these issues raise questions about the Bureau's readiness for the 2010 census.
Dr. Robert Groves, the new census director, says the thing keeping him up late at night is concern just about how many Americans will be sure to fill out their forms and get them back in the mail to the Census Bureau as soon as possible.
The biggest is the uncertainty about the mail return rate. The behavior of the American public in March and April of this year is a big uncertainty with regard to that. Scores of millions of dollars will be spent following up houses that did not return the mail questionnaire. It's important to hit that target, to estimate that target well. And there are problems in doing this. One, the vacancy rate of American households is greater now than in prior decades. This is a concern for us because this has cost implications.
Along those lines, Senator John McCain repeated a familiar refrain concerning the census and the use of new communications tools.
Why couldn't we and why can't we employ technologies which allow us to communicate in breathtaking fashion with our citizenry in the conduct of the census?
There were decisions made before I arrived in this town that are relevant to your challenge that are too late to undo, in my belief. We are adding a test of internet use as an experimental component because I agree with your premise. I can say that looking forward to 2020, I've said this, that I can't imagine, I don't have the capacity to imagine a 2020 census without utilizing this technology. In the same breath, though, we all have to acknowledge that none of us know what the internet of 2020 is going to look like. And therein lies a request for all of us. We need a 2020 developmental process that has faster cycle time. We can't lock in to technology so early in the decade that it's old.
So very interesting there, Dr. Robert Groves talking about a follow-up in August of 2010 for the census using web tools. He didn't really get into details on that, but he did say that in August of next year they're going to do a small trial about using web tools. Also, another interesting thing that I didn't had not known before about the census, Dr. Groves said that 4 or 5 years ago there was a proposal out to have a trial on college campuses in college dormitories to use the web and to use the internet to follow up with college students about census forms within college dormitories. Huh. And the proposal never went anywhere. Senator McCain was so excited about this that he actually asked Chairman Tom Carper from this subcommittee if they could write a little law between now and whenever to actually authorize this, because the idea for this follow-up with college students never really went anywhere. They got caught up in all of the excitement over the handhelds, but this would be an actual practical application for using the web to follow up on the census.